This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Once your baby is mobile, it can be a lot harder to check things off your to-do list for the day because you feel like you can't take your eyes off of them. A lot of parents use screen time, and hey, to each your own. But if you're looking for some alternatives to screen time to keep your kids entertained, engaged, and educated, we've got some great information for you on today's episode. So stay tuned. This is Newbies.
He's gorgeous.
It's a girl.
Surprise! The whole family's here!
So when are you having the next one?
It's just poop.
Ready for another?
Wow, you look really tired.
Ready to go back to work?
Yellow poop? Seriously?
Did you sterilize this?
Sex? Now? You've got to be joking.
You should sleep when the baby sleeps.
She doesn't look anything like you.
I thought you already had your baby.
I did.
Babies don't come with instructions, so there's Newbies, helping new moms and new babies through the first year.
Welcome to Newbies, listeners. Newbies is your online, on-the-go support group guiding new moms through their baby's first year. I'm Natalie Gross. I have a four-year-old boy and a baby girl. We've got a great show today talking about some screen time alternatives for babies and young kids. Now, before we get started, I want to say that I would love for all of you listening to come join the fun over at our new membership club called Mighty Moms. That's where we let you all know about upcoming recordings and other new mommy media events. You can also connect with other moms in your same stage of parenting and continue the discussion of topics that we cover here on the podcast. And did I mention it's totally free to join? Simply go to our website, newmommymedia.com, click Become a Mighty Mom to sign up. We also have a weekly newsletter you can sign up for on our website. And of course, your best way to stay updated with our content is to hit that subscribe button in your podcast app of choice. Now, without further ado, I want to introduce our guest today. We have Drew Vernon, Director of Education at Tony's. He will be joining us a little later on in the show as our featured expert for the day. But we also have moms Amberly, Ellie, and Alyssa. So thank you, mamas, so much for being here. I will turn the mic over to you all now and let you introduce yourselves. So tell us a little bit about you and your families. So Ellie, do you want to kick us off?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm Ellie. I'm a mom of three, 16, 8, and 6, all boys.
All boys. Boy mom.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is chaos, but a lot of fun. Very rewarding.
Awesome. And Ellie, where are you located?
Right now, I'm actually in Atlanta, Georgia, but I'm currently in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, living there with my family for work.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here. Amberly, what about you?
I have a lot of littles. I have a stepson that's 12 years old. I have a 5-year-old girl, 4-year-old boy, 2-year-old boy, 1-year-old boy, and another one on the way. Not sure if it's a boy or girl yet.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank
you. That's exciting.
Yes.
Awesome. And where are you located?
Eagle Mountain, Utah.
Okay. All right. And Alyssa, tell us about you.
Hi. My name is Alyssa Loring. I am a motherhood, lifestyle, and family travel blogger at feathersandstripes.com. And I have three little kids. So I have an almost 6-year-old, a son who is turning 3 this week, and a 7-week-old as well. So I am in the thick of it.
Wow. Yes, you are in the thick of it. That's exactly what I was going to say. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thanks.
So today we're chatting about screen time alternatives, especially with babies and young kids. So what has been your experience with this topic? Has it been important to you to find alternatives to screen time? And just noting, this is a completely judgment-free zone. So if you're like, nope, we just pop on the TV all the time, that's fine too. Ellie, why don't you go?
Certainly. As far as screen time for our family, I'm a gamer, so is my husband, and so is our teenager. So it's actually been really difficult. It's been a hot button topic in our family because it's hard to implement something that you're not exactly modeling for your kids. So we've tried to find alternatives for our kids, and that's one really nice way that Tonybox has come into play. So it has been really important for us to find alternatives to screen time where some parents might turn on the TV or might hand their child a tablet. We try to find alternatives. We try to, you know, give our kids a Tonybox or instead of putting on a TV, maybe putting on a character Tony and letting them listen to content that's on there, listen to a story or listen to some songs.
Awesome. We're going to be definitely talking a lot more about Tony boxes with Drew today. But Amberly, what's kind of your situation with screen time in your house? Do you look for those alternatives?
Yes, I do. My five-year-old somehow got obsessed with YouTube. Her auntie gives her everything she wants because she was the first one, the first girl. And so if she ever made a noise, that was kind of my sister's go-to, was to just give her the phone. And it really bothered me, but I tried to just, I don't know, I'm a people pleaser. So I just kind of rolled with it. And it really bothered me. There were just like the weirdest shows and things they were saying. And I'm like, why are you watching this? And I noticed actually a huge change in her attitude whenever she has the iPad, even if it's just for a little bit. And so like I told my sister, no more of that. And so we'll watch, you know, like the princess shows. And she loves the princess shows, so she likes to sing all the songs. So the Tony box, we just got introduced to it last year, and it was a huge game changer for us because we also moved kind of the similar time to a pretty big house where we were all on the same level until we moved into the new house, and they have a playroom. So when they go up to their playroom, it's too quiet for them. And so they could just grab a Tony, put it on there and listen or just play. And that's also been a huge game changer in the car. We have a lot of family that we travel to. And so it keeps them entertained in the car without having to have the iPad or the phone.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for sharing. All right, Alyssa.
So obviously having, you know, a newborn and then two older kids, we are always looking for something to entertain the older ones when we, you know, either need to make dinner or if I need to feed the baby or whatever is going on. We also do, you know, like a lot of families take long car rides. And so being able to not have an iPad or a screen that's put in front of them is a big deal to me. We actually didn't introduce screens to the kids until, well, at least with my older one, until she was probably, you know, a year and a half. And somehow we've managed to never have to use screens on, you know, a car ride that is shorter than 4 hours, which is great. I also make a rule about no screens at the table. So whether that's at a restaurant or at home, it's just really important for my husband and I to have, you know, that quality time with the kids. So obviously, all that being said, there are a lot of situations where you need something that might take the place of a screen. And, you know, being in that kind of motherhood blogging space, I'm always looking for and hearing about like the next best thing or the, you know, the latest and greatest. So I had heard about the Tony box for a while before diving in and buying one for each of my older kids. Again, older in quotes being 5 and 3. And they really took to them. I was really surprised about how much they love them. But, you know, before that, it was books, it was magazines, it was, you know, anything we could do to not have them just staring at a screen. So yeah, it is something that's been important to us as a family.
Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing. I'm excited to chat more with all of you a little bit later. But first, you know, we've started talking about Tony boxes. So let's get into it. After a quick break, I'm going to be talking with our expert, Drew Vernon. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Today on Newbies, we're talking about some alternatives to screen time, and you've already heard our guest talk about the Tony box. Well, our featured guest today is Drew Vernon, who leads Tony's Education, partnering with schools, museums, and libraries to promote screen-free education for children. Prior to Tony's, Drew led the U.S. preschool business for Lego and also started Connecticut's first state-licensed drop-in daycare center. So Drew, thanks so much for being here today. Welcome to Newbies.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Well, Tony's is the company behind the very popular Tony box that we've already been chatting about. Tell us more about this product and how it works.
Yeah, the Tony Box is a screen-free audio system for kids. It's about a 5-inch speaker. There's a layer of foam around the speaker, and it uses figures called Tonys to play different types of audio content. So you put a figure on the box, and it'll begin to play a song or a story that's associated with that character.
Okay, awesome. And so how is this beneficial for promoting literacy and speech development for kids? I mean, obviously reading stories to our kids, but how does listening really help with this?
Yeah, if you take a look at literacy, the first step to becoming literate is to listen to someone read to you. So to have an on-demand storybook player allows a child to immerse themselves in the world of stories before they can even read words or even letters on a page. So that combined with the fact that there's no visual stimulation really allows the child to focus on the audio and the tactile play elements of storytelling.
Tell me a little bit more about that tactile play. You mentioned these characters. What kind of characters do you have? What's available out there for kids?
So we license with all of the best entertainment and education companies, ranging from Disney to Universal, Paramount, Dr. Seuss, National Geographic, PBS Kids. The list goes on. Basically, we will take a well-known character and we will either use existing content for that character, like for a Disney figurine, it might be the story of Moana with the songs from the movie. Or it might be a literary character like Horton Hears a Who from Dr. Seuss. So whatever the character is, we combine the audio and we make it into a figurine that can then be played on the box.
Okay, that's neat. How can the Tony Box be useful to introduce these types of learning tools to babies as well? Because our audience consists mostly of new moms. So I want to know how it can be used at this young age, but on the flip side, how much might be too much for this?
Sure. Yeah. So the Tony Box, as I mentioned, is screen free, and we do have a lot of content that is for older children, but it's actually a great tool because it can start with infancy. And so if you're planning on getting a white noise machine, you may just consider getting a Tony Box because we have white noise Tonys, we have lullabies, we have bedtime stories, content that's suitable for infants and helping them sleep and then gradually getting them into kind of more stimulating, complex stories as they grow older. You mentioned overstimulation. The fact that there's no screen helps to not overstimulate the child. So it is mainly about audio as well as touch. And in the younger ages, you know, may not be appropriate for kids under 3 to be using the box on their own. And so that's where it would probably be on a shelf or on a dresser out of reach, with the primary purpose being just having the child listen to the audio.
Well, when babies and kids are using the Tonys, how can parents play an active role in the whole process as opposed to, you know, just kind of using this device as a babysitter?
Yeah, I think that it's important for kids to have both time alone to explore independently as well as to have time with other children as well as parents and caregivers. And so the caregiver parent experience is to help explain the different features of the character, to introduce the characters to the children, and to show them how to use the box. Because without a screen, the navigation all comes down to touch. And so if you want to select the next track or story, for example, you actually have to hit the side of the box. And it's kind of tactile, where the child will learn how to do that on their own. And they can also tilt the box at a 45 degree angle to fast forward, and they can adjust the volume themselves by pinching the ears. So that is the basic use of the Tony Box, and the parent or caregiver experience comes in to assist with that at the young ages.
Okay. And I suppose also sitting down with them and listening to the story and getting involved in that is probably not a bad thing either.
Yeah. And I think you can also learn from the stories that you listen to. So if it is a co-listening experience, then the parent can play the role of, you know, comprehension and say, you know, who is the main character of the story? What challenge did they have to face and what was the result? And that can really help retention and that can help child learn, you know, how to listen to stories to actually learn from them.
Okay. Well, of course, a lot of times we parents need to keep our babies and children entertained, like I mentioned at the beginning, so that we can actually get things done. And screen time, of course, has its place. But given your years of experience working in this space, you know, with Lego and other companies, I'm curious if you have some other suggestions as well for screen time alternatives.
Yeah, I think that it comes down to the stimuli that you give your kids. You know, we talk a lot about social media and digital media, and we saw through COVID skyrocketing screen time use among children. We, you know, daycare shut down, school shut down for a time. We gave our kids our iPhones and our Netflix shows. And now that things have gotten back to normal, some of these bad habits have persisted. And so instead of looking to digital media, I look to, you know, different types of media. The meaning of media or medium is some sort of substance through which you express yourself, or some sort of substance through which, you know, you give an impression. So for that, you could give crayons, you know, markers, Lego bricks, you know, give your child different media to express themselves, and that can help get them off of screens.
Thanks so much for sharing, Drew. When we come back, moms Amberly, Ellie, and Alyssa will be joining us again to share their perspectives.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We are continuing our discussion with Drew Vernon of Tony's and bringing back moms and Tony Box users, Amberly, Ellie, and Alyssa. So moms, as users of the Tony Box in your households, you know, what we just talked about, do you have any thoughts on what we've just heard from Drew?
This is Alyssa. I do. So I think every family kind of acts a little bit differently how they handle screens, and especially during the COVID pandemic when you had, you know, two parents in the household who were trying to work and children who were at home and just trying to figure out what you were going to do. Screens definitely became a bigger part of everyday life. I do like how Drew was talking about Tony's allowing kids to focus on the storytelling versus, you know, the visuals that are in front of them, which I actually see a lot with my five-year-old, who will actually stop a Tony to tell me what's happening in the story, even if it's a Sky from Paw Patrol Tony that she's listened to about 900 times. She always stops it at certain parts to tell me something that's like really exciting in the story. I do like the idea of kids being more involved in the story versus just something that's flashing in front of them. So I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to, you know, data on like what I should and shouldn't be doing with my kids. And I had read some statistics about certain specific TV shows. So everybody makes fun of me, but I don't allow Coco Melon in my house. And it's partially because I feel like there's, you know, not a lot of educational value. There's a lot of stuff just flashing on the screen, and the kids don't really have an opportunity to have any interaction. And that's one thing that I think Tony does really well, is that the kids can interact with the box in a way that's kid friendly. They can choose their Tony, they can stop the story, start a different story, they can fast forward or rewind or whatever. And so I think that the Tony Box as a screen-free alternative has worked really well for our family. And, you know, obviously there are a million other things that kids could do, drawing or crafts or whatever, but it's something that has, I think, really benefited my children in a way of doing something that's, you know, kind of constructive, that's outside of just, you know, sitting and vegging in front of the TV.
And I know you mentioned you got the Tony Box relatively recently, Alyssa, but did you notice any sort of speech development or, like you mentioned, comprehension that was enhanced by using this?
So we got them at Christmas, actually. So we've had them now for 6.5 months. I don't know that speech and comprehension is something that I've particularly noticed. I think it's, you know, there's obviously there's some development that happens with age anyway. So I don't know how much is attributed to, you know, Tony Box or the stuff that my kids do extracurricularly versus just their natural development. But I do like that, you know, like I said, my daughter will stop a Tony and tell me what's happening in the story. And I like that because obviously comprehension wise, she's paying attention. She hears what's going on. They'll tell me about their favorite Tony stories and they'll fight over certain Tonys, which I probably should have duplicates of at this point. But, you know, with each of them having their own box, if we're on a long car trip, they'll put their headphones on and so they can hear it, but we can't, which is, you know, nice to give us some time for adult conversation. But yeah, I mean, with story comprehension, I can tell that at least my 5-year-old knows what's happening in the story. She can follow along, even if she's coloring or doing something else at the same time. And I think for my 3-year-old who is just turning 3 this week, it's more of, you know, he's very entertained by looking at the Tony, hearing, you know, the voices. Mickey Mouse is his favorite. And I don't know how much he's really comprehending what's happening in this, you know, 45 minute story, but he's entertained and he likes it. So it's worked well for our family.
Yeah. Amberly or Ellie, any thoughts along those lines?
I have some thought on that. My 2-year-old was very delayed in speaking. He has a 5-year-old sister and a 4-year-old brother that kind of just know what he wants. So he'll just kind of make a noise and they're like, oh, mom, this is what he wants. This is what he's saying. And the ones that my kids actually like more are just the songs. So there's just like the children's favorite songs, or their favorite right now is the Elemental Peas, which they have a whole book series on. But the songs are what entertain my kids the most. And it's songs that my mom's a preschool teacher, so she'll sing them songs. They recognize that they have heard that song before and they sing along to it. So my 2-year-old, I feel it has helped him in talking a little more because he'll sing along to the songs. Or there's a few that follow the books, like the Elemental Peas, Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, where it will read you the story and we kind of just follow along with the book. But it's hearing someone besides mom reading to them. And I feel for him, it's really helped just him talk a little bit more.
Nice. We're big Chicka Chicka Boom Boom fans of my house. Ellie, what about you?
I really agree with a lot of what Drew said. I definitely think that bad habits were established definitely in my household, you know, during the pandemic, because we were so limited in what we could do, where we could go. And, you know, you've got kids who are climbing up the walls because there's really not much of an option for other activities. So I appreciate that it was around that time that we became familiar with Tonys, maybe a little later. I know it was prior to my kids starting school. And they would actually take the Tony figures and build like a Lego house and then put the Tony figures in the Lego house and start playing with them in the Lego house. So that's definitely been a fun kind of branching out to other screen-free things, like Drew had said. I noticed that my kids had better like letter recognition and could follow along, like Amberly said, with books. There were more interactive Tonys, such as, I believe, Cookie Monster, where Cookie Monster would ask you a question and my kids would yell back at them. And it really helped kind of with the dialogue. It helped with the word recognition. There are some Tonys in different languages. Some have Spanish. So I know that Dragons Love Tacos has the books read by the author in English and then read by the author in Spanish. And so my kids have actually really enjoyed listening to that and seeing if they can follow along.
Awesome. Moms, any other thoughts on screen time alternatives that you've used in your house that we haven't already touched on?
Actually, the creative Tonys have been a really cool factor for us. I don't think anybody's mentioned them yet, but you can actually put your own content on them. Tonys has a wonderful app and also a website, and you can add content from them and put them on your creative Tonys to play for your kids. And I know that they release content for holidays, content about important historical figures, animals, songs, and that's actually been a really neat feature to put on for my kids. We have family that lives very far away, and so they've been able to record little messages or maybe reading a favorite book, and they've sent those files to me, and we've been able to put that onto a Creative Tony. And it makes my kids absolutely ecstatic to hear, you know, a new message from Grandpa on their Tony.
Yeah, that's neat.
That's really cool. I could see that being a huge thing for family far away. I've also heard of people using the Creative Tonys to do stories that their kids love that they don't currently have a Tony for, which is kind of cool too. But I think for us, in terms of other screen-free alternatives for my kids, we do a lot of just, coloring and building with Lego and doing other sorts of more like physical activities, I guess, where, you know, you're not just passively enjoying something, you're actually doing something. So I don't think there are any screen-free alternatives I can think of that are more of like a passive activity that my kids currently do. And I'm curious if anybody else has any.
Me too. Amberly, any thoughts?
So I have heard of, I think it's called the Yodo Box, which is similar to the Tonys. It's just kind of, you put the card in the machine. I just have little kids, so I just figure those would get ruined pretty easy versus the figurines. But I've heard that as well.
Drew, any last thoughts to wrap up our discussion here?
Yeah, I usually like to wrap up just with just saying that it matters, the amount of time that kids are in front of the screens. It's a very formative time for childhood, and it changes your chemistry when you're glued to a screen. It changes your behavior. We're seeing that more and more, increased social anxiety, increased, ADHD, inability to focus. So whatever you're using, whether it's a Tony box or something else, I would just encourage parents to be mindful of it and to try to reduce the amount of screen time they're giving, especially to young kids.
Well, thank you so much, Drew, for sharing all of this great information. And to our moms, Amberly, Ellie, and Alyssa, thanks so much for joining us for this episode today. And be sure to check out the Tonys website at us.tonys.com. Also, check out our website, newmommymedia.com, where we have all of our podcast episodes, plus videos and more.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now, the Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Newbies. Don't forget to check out our sister shows, Preggy Pals for expecting parents, Parent Savers for moms and dads with toddlers, The Boob Group for moms who give breast milk to their babies, and Twin Talks for parents of multiples. Thanks for listening to Newbies, your go-to source for new moms and new babies.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.